and welcome back to Sneaky Chance Podcast, the official Super Racing Spring Podcast. My name's Gilbert Gardner, and I am joined by two intrepid form tip analysts. Glenn McFarlane, the Caulfield Cup trifecta tipping tipster. How are you?
I'm going very well, Gil. Going very well. Been punting poorly at the moment, but you know what? It's going to change. Spring is in the air. We're coming good.
Absolutely, it is. We can smell that horse manure in the air. The flowers are blooming. The dresses are out there.
That. Not the dresses. I thrive on the horse manure.
You know who would look really good in a dress is the Nooch. He goes by the Nooch these days. He's had a rebrand over the off-season, the winter months. He's come back. He's had a bit of a trim, and he's looking pretty sharp. He's let down really well in the paddock.
Changed
the
his Nooch, name by Deed Poll as well, I understand.
The Twitter handle's changed from Chris V 1.4647 or something obscure that no one knew, and now it's called the Nooch. Welcome back, Nooch.
Hello, Gil Macca. By popular demand, I had to change that Twitter handle, and I don't know about the dresses, but though I wanted to look nice and sharp because I will be on track on Saturday. Ooh. And looking forward. Check out the members' grandstand.
Yes,
there'll be a crowd around him. You know there'll be a crowd around him looking for tips.
Well, either that or they'll be there to see Winx, the glamour mare. The Queen of the Turf is unleashing down the Flemington Straight on Saturday. Race 5, 3 o'clock. That'll be the most watched event at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Doesn't matter where you are. Radio, TV, doesn't matter what you're doing. Stop everything. Watch Winx.
28. Isn't that amazing? You say that again, 28. That's incredible. 28 successive wins. Now, we're taking it for granted that it's a fait accompli, and it is, really. Even speaking to Mick Price yesterday, he was saying, we're all running for second, third, fourth, and fifth. She'll do it again. It'll be a farewell, probably, to Flemington, and that's the way she might win the Cox Plate as well.
And it just seems that every time she races, there seems to be no problems with her. Even with Black Caviar, she had a few niggles here and there, and her campaign had to come to an early end. With Winx, it just seems to be smooth sailing. We don't know what's happening behind the scenes, but up to 2,000 metres, she can't get beat.
Yeah, look, now we might have to knock Nooch off a few pedestals here. You can't be knocking Black Caviar. I'm a big Black Caviar fan.
Black Caviar is my favourite horse. I'm just saying that she
has. Your favourite horse above Winx?
I would say so.
Please, yes, come on.
That's what we want.
Come on. Them's fighting words, Nooch.
The point I'm making is Black Caviar had those injury niggles that
she did.
Winx doesn't seem to have.
She was lucky to get to the track in a lot of ways, Black Caviar, in the first place.
Black Caviar could have had 30 plus wins, but just injuries really knocked her about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
jeez, I can't believe I'm in the minority here as being a Winx over Black Caviar. Winx is the best horse I've ever seen, and some people say that I was around when Farlap was was doing his good work, but I wasn't. I can't believe you blokes are putting
unbeaten.
I think unbeaten. Also, she went overseas. I know Winx doesn't have to go overseas to prove she's the best, but there's just that extra element to the Black Caviar story. And when you watch that replay again, how she just got up, she wasn't at her best. That's
brave. I'm going to go out. I'm going to go out and buy the box set Cox Plate trifecta of her three wins of the Cox Plate and just show Nooch again, just to show what Winx did to top class fields in Cox Plates and what she'll do again in a couple of weeks' time.
Absolutely. Well, look, we know she's going to win on Saturday.
Yep.
So who's running for second? We've heard a little whisper. Grunt, I think, is the one that we're all backing. Is that right?
I'm happy to go with Grunt. Back to Flemington as the exacta. We won't even worry about Quinellas or anything like that. We'll just go the exacta. I'm really keen on. I think Grunt will be back to Grunt's best. Honestly, what is it about Caulfield that Grunt can't handle? Mick Price said he's never seen anything like it. He's never seen a horse that absolutely hates its own home. I mean, all of us at stages have not liked our home, but we've always come back at the end of the day, haven't we?
I'm not denying Caulfield's a factor, but I think there's more to it. I think he raced flat because there was a big McIvy Diva win. Raced flat. I have my concerns about Grunt tomorrow. On the backup, it wasn't the plan. The plan was to go Caulfield, Cox Plate. And I wouldn't be surprised if he misses out on a place.
He's got him for running fourth. I saw that grunt.
Right?
I know.
That's
got him for running fourth.
This is why we have the Nooch on the podcast.
He's vicious, isn't he?
He's vicious. Now, is anyone going to go out the front and do a red excitement and try and pinch this? Can you pinch it and put anything in this? We know that a young star won't win because Waller's not going to shoot Bambi himself, is he? So we know that young star's not ready. So is there anything here that'll get out the front and maybe give us something to chase?
Well, maybe Trap for Fools might do that. It was a miscalculated ride last week, but I don't think at 2,000 you can't do those sorts of tactics. At 16, where red excitement and even La Romaine did it, you may be able to try it at that distance, but not 2,000.
Heaven help any horse that tries to go out there and do that to Winks, because they'll be coming tailed off last, because she's got the best acceleration over the last 200 metres of any horse you've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think Kings Will Dream will be right up there.
Ooh, yes.
And Stevie Baster, Macca, at the TAB Spring launch, gave John Snow a big push.
Good horse,
for the
John
spring
Snow.
Campaign. So he might be one that could be charging home. Of course, Ventura Storm ran, was the runner-up in the corresponding race last year. First leg of the quaddie, boys. Let's now that we've got through Winks Fever, first leg of the quaddie, the Gilgai Stakes, $200,000 Group 2, race 6 at 3:40 p.m. And there's a few here at odds, which I like.
Gil, I'm excited. Very excited. Race 6, number 11, that's who I'll be backing, and that's who I'll be all over. I'm excited. Giving Bonds Away a chance. Always runs a reasonable race. Dothraki. I just like saying that.
Yes.
And first among equals are probably mine. But they're the four that I'll probably take in the quaddie. But I'm excited about I'm excited.
Well, the race really opens up with Osborne Bulls coming out. I think up to 8 horses can win this. I've got Bonds Away on top. Excellent return. Had to go back from the wide draw and ran the fastest last 1,000 of the meeting and still ran the fourth fastest last 600. So I'm expecting a big run. Parast looks the value. 2 lengths off Santa Ana Lane in the Stratty. Looking forward to seeing him, maybe 1,400 somewhere down the track. And I've got I'm Excited for third. Disappointing, I thought, last start. I was on her. And Dreamforce has a very good record. So they're my top four.
Top four. I tell you what, Nooch does not muck around. He's a real elite sort of tipster. Do you know who I'm going for? And you've all missed it. And in fact, the whole world missed this horse. Keena Ray absolutely bombed along in the trial that no one cared about except for the horse that didn't jump out of the gates, the Great Chautauqua trial at the Valley last week. Keena Ray won that trial with a leg in the air. Looks an absolute peach for this. Didn't do anything last prep.
Basically, have to ask you about last prep, Gil.
Yeah, ran second first up, though. I just noticed that as well. Geordie Childs on board, $13. Hayes, Davenig Hayes, favourites of the Sneaky Chance podcast. I think Keena Ray is ready for a very big race. Dothraki can't win again. Wins about once every 18 months. Race 7, the Bart Cummings, 4:20. And this is, of course, for a ticket into the Melbourne Cup.
And let's start with you, Nooch, because I might have to copy you because you are on fire at the moment.
I can't see Avilius getting beat. Yeah.
That's
what race.
I wanted to say, but I didn't have the courage to say it.
You look at his margins, he only just wins, but he's got that booming finish. You know, you don't have to win by 4 lengths every time. And I just, if he gets the breaks from barrier one, I think in these staying races, you can get more gaps opening up as horses don't run out the distance. I'm hoping the bookies might take him on because of the barrier, and we might get something closer to $3, but I'm not expecting that.
$3. I'd be happy to get $2.50, to be honest, with Avilius. I think it just wins. I think James Cummings is going to have a massive spring. His collection of Godolphin horses this time round are absolutely outstanding. I think he's going to have a huge spring. This horse is a cup's chance, absolutely a cup's chance. I think it'll win. I think it'll win pretty well, but I'll take a small quaddie. And then I might take a couple, I'll throw a couple in. Our Venice Beach I'll throw in. It was a little disappointing last start, but might throw it in. And Jermay I might throw in as well as a bigger quaddie.
I can't back Jermay after what it did to me a couple of starts back. I know it won last.
Then it won the start after.
Yeah, I know, but that's it.
Come on, you've got to stick with horses.
No, it's gone. Gone.
Gone. Even though it won the start after.
Can't be trusted.
Love it.
The ones that I'm worried about, the Range Rovers have rolled into Flemington. Liam Howley's operation, of course, the Leviathan, Lloyd Williams. He's brought 3 in the race. I think you've got to include all 3 of those in any quaddies that you do. Do not let the Lloyd Williams caravans beat you in this race.
Fair point.
Race 8, the Edward Manifold, $200,000 Group 2 for the fillies. And I'm going to go off the top here. We're taking on the favourite again. D-Lane, Ellerton, Zara, Aristia, a Lonro filly. I think she's ready to win.
Good call. I'm going even bigger odds. You've gone the $11. I've gone a 20-1 pop in this race.
Yes.
This is what I like. This is a really good horse of mine that I like. It's a Piero filly called Piero Bell.
Yes.
Tony McAvoy. I happened to go and have a quick chat to Tony. I tipped it at Moonee Valley last start. Ran huge at about $18, ran 5th in the Scarborough. Man, fantastic wide run, but flashed home. I think the 1,600 metres will be perfect. At the TAB launch the other day, I sidled up to Tony McAvoy and I couldn't help myself and ask him about it. He thinks this horse is a serious horse in the making. 20-1, you're going to get some fantastic odds. And I would be sticking with Piero Bell. If I'm going to go wide in a quaddie, this is the quaddie leg to go really wide in. Because I even think a Hayes, Davenig, horse called Gaelic Dream at about $31 is a fluker's chance in this race as well. So very keen on Piero Bell each way. Might not win, but gee, she will give you a massive sight.
I'm also taking on the favourite, Darren Weir horse. And usually when the Darren Weir favourites get beat, it's usually a Darren Weir horse that beats them. And I think it's probably either between Crone and Very Elegant. A Very Elegant, New Zealand horse, but you like to see him first. Probably bolt in and win, but I think maybe she might be over more distance. I'm really keen to see her, but I'm going to go with Crone.
That's race 9, Macca. If we've still got any folding stuff in the back pockets, this is when we unload responsibly, of course. And we've had a few ales by this point too. The $200,000 Group 2 Blazer Stakes. Another fairly open race here. And usually, we always want the favourites to win the last, don't we? But I'm not sure that'll happen here.
Not this time around.
Yeah, I'm not sure it'll happen.
Well, I think what you want with a last leg of a quaddie is you want a big open leg. If you're alive, you want to get some good dividends. And throw in a mare's race always. I love that. So, Gil, I like two horses in the race. It's a very open sort of field, but I'm gonna have a good go at Invincibella. It's a horse of mine, racing really well. Should have won last start. Won the start before. Didn't get warm to the last 200 in its last race. I think Tulip's way over the odds at about $13. It's a very nice horse, Tulip. Mm-hmm. Another Piero, very, very nice horse. And even a couple down in the weights, Platinum Angel and Leather and Lace are not without Fluka's chances of making a very nice quaddy dividend.
I'm disappointed, Macca, that you think my one of my best on the card, Leather and Lace, is a Fluka's chance. I think Leather and Lace is a serious animal. I would have liked, we're not going to get any rain, are we? I would have liked a bit of a sting out of the ground. It's going to be a bit hard for her. But I think D-Lane and DK Weir at $18 worth an each way ticket. And the other one, who's of course our intrepid producer, Simon Moore, who rarely gets the plaudits he deserves. He's a big fan of Linda Meach, one of the best jockeys in the land. At $26, 55 kilos on the back of Shoko, I think that might run a cheeky race.
Are you going to unload, Gil, on those? When have you ever unloaded responsibly in the last race?
Oh, this is incredible behaviour. Well, the famous day was at the Magic Millions, thanks to the Tab Boys. Of course, Sunlight, the famous 2-year-old winner of the Magic Millions. We unloaded big time.
How did the evening look after that?
About the next 6 evenings were pretty good, I think, Macca. So we had a really good
time. That's why he likes Leather and Lace.
Leather and Lace, absolutely. And here we are. Well, now it feels like we finished so quickly, boys. But the spring.
Well, I'm sticking with the favourite in the last race. I think that's a big chance. You look at a previous run, barrier 15 was wide throughout, had to make a move early, and led it to 200, and there was a big gap to the third. I think Savatiano is a big chance. I'm going to have a big go on her.
I don't tip horses that I can't pronounce. That's my rule in life, but I definitely got a good chance, Nooch.
Absolutely. Well, Nooch will be loaded up, and of course next week, boys, it gets even bigger. We've got the big monster meeting down here at Caulfield Guineas Day. There's a couple of absolute certainties on that card. And there's also the secondary race up in Sydney. What do they call that, Macca? Is it the Kosciuszko or the Hotham or the
Mountain? It'll be rained out anyway.
Absolutely.
It's going
to
be.
I'm hearing. Wouldn't it surprise me if they had to reschedule that race to Caulfield next week.
It's too wet. Jungle Edge of the race up there. If you late entry into the race up there,
Sydney. They always tell us about the weather up in Sydney and say how bad Melbourne is. And I tell you what, we couldn't spring in Melbourne. There is no better time of the year. But no. All jokes aside, the Everest. A massive
race.
It's a wide open race. I mean, anything can win. And that's, I guess, the thing. We had a few slot holders or starters that have fallen by the wayside in the recent days. But the horses that will turn up, it's a wide open affair. It's good for the punters, Macca.
We can get some good value. And that's why they made it over the sprint distance. They thought about 1,600 metres, but how boring would it have been every year that Winx won it. But anyway, all good.
Absolutely. And you can see why the Hawks camp was so keen on Chautauqua getting through, because I tell you what, Chautauqua would beat that lot by 6 lengths if he had his chance. Ooh. But the late great. Anyway, join us next week for a bumper edition of the Sneaky Chance podcast, the official podcast of Super Racing, for, of course, the Caulfield Guineas and Everest previews. Thanks for listening.